Welcome back to another episode of Consciously Clueless, the podcast that teaches you how to live a healthier lifestyle that makes you and the planet happier. The world is changing quickly. Sometimes it feels like you can't keep up. I hear you. You want to make the world a better place, you care, but you don't know where to start. You know taking care of yourself is important, but how? I get it. I have a history of diving into a new endeavor, seeking perfection, and quickly feeling like I failed. Whether it was going vegan or learning how to recycle more, I wish I had guidance to keep me on track and not overwhelmed. I can't lie, the world needs your help. But it doesn't need you to be perfect. This podcast is here to help. Here we go. It's the birthday episode. So it's not actually my birthday, but it's definitely my birthday week. And that feels good enough for me. Also, this episode number is 224 and my birthday is February 24th. I mean, come on. How could it not be a birthday episode? So if you are listening to this, thank you so much for being here. If you are watching this on Patreon, don't forget that I now am recording video of all solo episodes, and they are uploaded to Patreon, which is basically a community where you get extra access to the content that I'm creating, bonus content. There is weekly mindfulness. There is daily mindfulness, depending on what you want to join and where you want to kind of land in that community. So it's a really great place, patreon.com/consciouslycarly. If you are watching this, thank you for being here as well. So I'm not going to actually talk about my birthday the whole time. That just is fun to me. But it is a little bit of inspiration for the podcast because I don't know about you, but I always start to feel reflective around my birthday. And I think it's just kind of a thinking of what has happened in the last year, what has happened in the last few years. I don't know what it is. Something about birthdays just make me kind of do this summary or this check-in and also think about future things. I like it to be a time to kind of check in on stuff. I know it's only the end of February, so there's a lot of that happening at the beginning of January, but it feels nice a couple months later to check in with myself, see where I'm at. I think of myself on my birthday throughout the years and what growth that looks like. I think it can be a really nice time to do that if you don't get too overwhelmed by it. So as I've been doing that, as I've been reflecting on the last year, which I did more of in the podcast episode, the solo podcast episode last month, which is also video on Patreon, and you can listen to it everywhere you're listening to this podcast. But reflection, not so much in branding and my business, which is what I talked about the last time I talked about reflection, but a little bit more of my own mindfulness, mental health. I want to do a little bit more of a conversation about that today because it has been absolutely getting me through lately. And I had a conversation actually today when I'm recording this with my therapist about how I wish it sounded better, right? It's not the sexy sell that you kind of think about on the internet as the way to be healthier or the one-stop shop for what you need to do for your wellness, whatever it is, but it's consistency. Because as I've been ebbing and flowing in the last few months through grief and through figuring out how to survive in this world that feels really overwhelming and sometimes feels a bit hopeless, I'll admit. But what we talked about was just the power of consistency, because those things are going to happen. You're going to be sad. There are going to be things that are overwhelming. But can you stay doing the things that you know take care of you if you have the privilege to be able to do those things at the same time? And that has, in the last few years, the evidence is there for me, right? Like moving through this sadness, moving through hard times, as long as I'm still nourishing myself with plant-based foods, not perfectly, and I don't mean perfectly like I am ever not vegan. I just mean I'm not whole foods plant-based. I definitely have some snacks. Ice cream, chocolate is a bit of a I don't want to call it a problem. I'm not shaming food, but I definitely have a sweet tooth, let's say that. And so I'm not saying doing it perfectly or, being like a raw vegan that juices every morning. If that's you, that's amazing. But plant-based foods, living a life that is connected to how I take care of the planet, moving my body, having community. These things are so crucial and they're not hot, right? It's just like eat well, work out, have friends, take care of your mental health. But that's honestly so true. And I've seen how consistently practicing mindfulness practices throughout the ebbs and flows of the last year, like really not giving it up in whatever way that looks, if it's journaling, if it is meditating, if it's yoga, if it is dancing, whatever I am bringing this intention to for a mindfulness practice, not giving up on those is like the key to making everything else easier. I think if we focus more on mindfulness and these mindset shifts that happen because of mindfulness practices, going vegan would feel easier and be easier. The connection to how everything that you do to yourself is connected to the world would make you want to live a more eco-friendly, sustainable life. Mindfulness is just, to me, this underestimated sweetness that can really help you in all aspects of life, right? In terms of taking care of your mental health, your relationships, romantic, friendship, your work life, all of it is impacted by how mindful you are and what mindfulness practices you can bring into your life. And I think that sometimes you have to find the balance because self-care is not inherently selfish. I think self-care is this radical act of love that we show ourselves in a world that wants us to hate ourselves. But of course, I want to remind you that I'm talking about self-care beyond what we see maybe stereotypically portrayed, like a big bubble bath, and that makes everything better. I've shared this a million times. I love a big bubble bath. Do not get me wrong. But that's not the only way to care for yourself. I'm talking about holistically nourishing your body, holistically caring for yourself, caring what goes in your body, caring what goes on your body, caring what goes in your mind. Those things are radical acts that have ripple effects to the greater good. There is no way to feel a connection to all the things around you and to the earth without feeling a responsibility to do something for it. And I think that that's why sometimes we hold back in terms of reflection, right? I don't know, 10 years ago, I wasn't talking about the environment and going vegan. These are all things that have evolved in my life. And I say that to remind people listening that sometimes I think it's portrayed as like, la la la, I always loved animals and the environment. And so it just made sense that I would be vegan, forgetting that there was like maybe 20 something, 30 something, 40 something years of not making that connection leading up to that point. And so, in reflection, bringing it back to the idea of like birthday reflection, right? I'm trying to be more and more kind with myself when I think of that person and not be judgmental. I grew up hunting and fishing. That is quite antithetical to the life I'm living now. And not looking back at that person with judgment, but actually helping me use that information, knowing that about myself, to move forward and talk to people differently. And mindfulness is so connected to being able to do that. I don't care if your job is to be a vegan coach, or if it is to work at a grocery store, or if you are a lawyer. It does not matter. Mindfulness is going to make your life better. It is also going to, over time, I believe this wholeheartedly, and there's so much scientific proof to show that the more we practice true mindfulness practices in terms of breath work, meditation, these things that help us listen to our bodies and return to ourselves, you can't ignore the connection you have to everyone else. You just can't do it because that's what our bodies want. Our bodies want to feel the connection to everything else. But like years of growing up, turning away from things I knew were true, we don't want to learn about stuff sometimes. I think that that is why so many people get mad about hearing about vegan living or eco-friendly living, because they feel like it's this personal judgment instead of finding it as an opportunity to figure out how to take care of yourself. And I get it. There are people that approach that conversation in a way to make you feel shitty. And that is not my intention, but there is a reality to what's going on in this world. And that is important to share. Again, where mindfulness comes in, right? That's what we're doing here. We are sharing the reality of what's going on in this world and what can we actually do about it. I had to remind myself of this in the last week or so. I've been posting on socials that I'm really freaking overwhelmed and disheartened by the world. I am not losing hope, but damn, it's been hard. It's been hard, and I'm more concerned with how many people aren't freaking out that there is a genocide happening before our very eyes, and that it feels like there isn't enough noise. And there are amazing people doing amazing work. Do not get me wrong. But it's pretty hard to not feel disheartened lately. And that's just one thing of many, right? And when we fall into that trap of learning about all the reality without finding out what you can do, it is depressing. So I have been continuing to practice what I preach and try to, even in the hard moments. And again, mindfulness comes in here, right? It's hard to learn about the reality of what's going on in the world and not feel shitty sometimes. There's no other way to say it. But again, taking care of yourself and staying connected to why you're doing this, that mindset shift will take you further than so many other health or wellness hacks you can do in your life. It will make all of the difference. Self-care is not selfish when you're doing it holistically, when you are nourishing yourself fully and honestly, and you are letting that ripple out into the world, and you are not stopping there. You are figuring out how those daily actions make a difference in the world. When you make that connection to the idea that individual actions matter. This has been pissing me off on the internet so much lately, is this idea that we can't make a difference individually. And that's really convenient, right? Let's not forget that that's really convenient to tell people that it's hopeless, that you don't have a chance of making a difference, because then they don't try. And then people with power and money continue to have power and money without people saying, hey, that's wrong. So I know it's really hard to feel like, you know, all of the celebrities taking private jets adds up to what you and I will do in our lifetime in terms of fossil fuel consumption. That feels really hard, but it's not hopeless. It is not hopeless, because when has anything ever happened from the top down? When has anything ever in this world, in terms of real social change, real change towards peace and towards no more oppression, when has any of that happened because the government was like, hey, I got a great idea, I'm just going to make things better? No, it's because individuals would not give up and tried and tried and tried, even when it got hard. And they took care of themselves even when it got hard. So do not underestimate what finding out what this connection is to your daily actions and your daily health can do for the planet. Don't think it sounds cringy or silly. Like, just figure out what you can do. Find the reality. Find it as an opportunity to lean in and be excited about what you can do, instead of hearing the noise and listening to people telling you it's not worth it. Because then, honestly, what's the point? What is the point if we're not trying to make it better for future generations? If you have kids and young people in your life, I know this hits home to those listeners where you know what you're doing today has a direct impact on the future of the people in your life. That's powerful. It's heavy, but let it be really powerful, and let it make you feel like there is a reason to do something, even when you want to turn away because it's really hard to see. And I get that it is so often like the rug is being pulled out from underneath you, because even as somebody who went and got a master's degree in social responsibility, I am still being woke up to so many things I thought I really knew about. And that can be really overwhelming. But if you can stay in the why you're doing it, you are going to be able to continue to do that. And you are going to continue to be able to make a difference. And you'll start to see how you're making that difference. Don't turn away from things that feel scary. It is a privilege to get more information, to understand how to make a difference in the world and to not feel stuck. So if you have that opportunity, baby, you better grab it, because that is pretty incredible that you have the opportunity to make a difference. Do not forget that. Do not forget what your actions can do, because we are all connected. Whatever analogy makes sense to you, whether it's energy, whether there's a religious, spiritual connection, whatever makes sense to you, there is no denying that we are all reliant on each other. And circling back to mindfulness, I want to lead you in a guided meditation as a birthday treat, as a special bonus for you. I want to use a few minutes here to do a guided meditation. I am a meditation and yoga teacher. I do this with kids and adults, and I thought I would share it with you all. You've heard me talk about my Get More Mindful bundle. I can talk more about that after this practice that we do together, but I love creating mindfulness practices that help us connect to ourselves and help us connect to the bigger picture. So if you want to save this for later, pause it here and come back to it when you can. But if you have a moment and you have a few minutes, I invite you to pause. I invite you to, not the show, I invite you to pause yourself. And maybe you find a comfortable seated position. If you can, have your feet on the ground, if it feels good to ground. If you're on the ground, you can sit cross-legged. Find any seated position that feels good for you and that feels like you can be here for a few moments. Whatever that looks like for you, no judgment. And once you've found that position, I want you to move your shoulders around. Maybe you rock your head back and forth. And start to just let those muscles go. We hold so much tension in our shoulders, in our jaw. Maybe we furrow our brow a lot without realizing that we're even doing it, because that's our normal. So go ahead and relax those muscles. Take some nice, big, deep breaths, calling attention to every inhale and every exhale. Oftentimes when we get quiet, our mind starts to wander. This is normal, and this is why we practice staying present. If it is helpful for you to just imagine things floating by on a cloud, every thought that comes through, or maybe they are flowing down a river, just imagine them slowly leaving your brain. You don't have to be mad that these other thoughts come up. Of course, it happens. But just finding a way to imagine they're slowly leaving your mind. Elongating every inhale and every exhale. Really allowing your body to slow down. Maybe it's the first time you have today. The next time you inhale, I want you to inhale all the way, your stomach rises, lungs fill with air, and then hold that breath for a few moments. And release, exhale, let it all go. Let's really sigh that out next time. Don't worry what it sounds like, what it looks like. Just join me, breathe in. And exhale, just let it all go. Do that a couple more times at your own pace. Whatever feels best. It is your practice, no matter what. As you continue to breathe, visualize a bright, warm light at the center of your being. This light symbolizes your personal health and well-being. Feel this light pulsating with each breath, growing brighter and stronger, illuminating every cell, every organ, every system in your body with vitality and strength. And as you continue to breathe, allow your mind's eye to see this light extending beyond the boundaries of your physical body, connecting you to the world around you. With each breath, visualize this light reaching outwards, touching the plants and animals, the rivers and oceans, and every single individual on our planet. This connection emphasizes that your health and well-being are intimately intertwined with the health of the planet. You feel it with your whole body. Imagine our beautiful, vibrant earth, abundant with lush forests, clear waters, sky that's a perfect canvas of blue. Imagine this world with plants growing, animals living, people thriving, all in harmony and in perfect balance. What sounds do you hear in this image? Maybe it's birds, maybe it's a rustle of the wind. Imagine this scene, this vibrant earth, this harmonious earth, with any detail that you can. As you breathe in, imagine the ways that your actions contribute to the health of this planet and your body. Maybe it's being able to choose foods that are kind to your body and the planet. Maybe it's through your actions. Maybe it's through your actions around sustainability. Maybe you recycle, you conserve water. Ways that you show the earth you love it. Do you use your words or your thoughts? Do you spread messages of love and care for the earth through your writing? How are you contributing to the health of this planet? What is your unique way? Maybe this meditation makes that stronger, or maybe this helps you find that way. What do you bring to the table? You are an amazing human, and your everyday actions matter. They matter for you. And they matter for everyone around you. You are a powerful, powerful being. What will you do with that power? The power to harmonize. That light that started at the center of your being. Imagining it enveloping the entire planet. The light is whatever color you are imagining. It touches every being, every living thing. And as you imagine it, and as that light gets brighter, you feel in your body that connection between everything. And it makes you smile. Hold this awareness in your heart. This awareness, this connection, so you remember that no matter what, you know your actions make a difference. Next time you inhale, I want you to inhale all of the positive ways you can make a difference, all of the ways you're going to take care of yourself just a little bit more today. And when you release, I want you to release the idea that you can't make a difference, or release the idea that you can't feel better, that you can't make change. Breathe in and out a few more times at whatever pace feels good for you. When you're ready, the light that you are imagining starts to go back into your chest. Knowing that it's always there, that connection is always there inside of you whenever you need a reminder. Start to bring some awareness back to your breath, back to your body. Feel the ground underneath you and the earth underneath that has supported you this whole time. As you gently open your eyes, if you haven't already, remember this powerful meditation. Your health and the health of the planet are so connected. Continue to make those choices that nourish both of you. You can pause if you need a few more moments to come out of this. I hope you enjoyed that guided mindfulness practice, that guided meditation. I created that for you. I love a visualization. Those are really powerful for me. I hope that that helped you either just ground down for the day, bring some awareness to your body, make you think about your connection to the world, maybe all three. That would be amazing too. One of the biggest things I've reflected on from the year is feeling really, really lucky to have people in this community listening to this podcast and joining me in just trying to make the world a better place in whatever ways we can. So thank you for being here. Remember that if you are not watching this, you could be. You can watch that entire guided meditation as well as this entire episode on patreon.com/consciouslycarly. I am creating more content over there, creating more of a community for people just like you to join at various levels, and you get various things over there. There's a lot, honestly. There's a lot of offerings over there. So videos of the podcast, you can get daily mindful emails, you can get weekly tarot cards. There is a lot of goodness. So if mindfulness is something you're interested in, definitely go check that out, as well as vegan eco living. And if you are ready to really take this journey forward in terms of mindfulness, the Get More Mindful bundle is a really great way to get started or to kind of boost your practice, right? We all get kind of into our same few meditations if this is something you do already. So if you're needing a little bit of pizzazz, or if you are needing a place to start with guided meditations like the one I just did, full yoga flows, or other resources, my Get More Mindful bundle is the perfect place to start for you. You can find that on my website. If you go to consciouslycarly.com, you can find it there. There is also a masterclass that talks all about what has mindfulness got to do with it. So what does mindfulness have to do with eco-vegan living? That masterclass totally gets into the nitty-gritty of what that looks like. And of course, we can always work together, whether it is going vegan, living in a more mindful state in terms of mindfulness yoga, caring for the planet more, and adopting eco-friendly practices. Those three pillars are my bread and vegan butter. So if any of those tracks, see what I did there? If any of those tracks feel like what you need help with, you need someone to get you to that next level, whatever that is, I want to talk to you because this is why I'm here. If you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode of Consciously Clueless, and for that, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this new episode, and if you did, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or tag me and share in social media. Share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. To get more resources, influence on topics covered, and bonus content, join the Consciously Clueless community over on Patreon at patreon.com/consciouslycarly. And don't forget, if you need help living more consciously, let's work together. Email me today. See you next Wednesday for a new episode.